In the fall of 1942, the USS Juno was sunk in the Pacific. On board were some young men from Waterloo, Iowa, and their story would soon become national news, a story that is still well known today. It's our feature on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
In November of 1942, the five Sullivan brothers from Waterloo, Iowa, all lost their lives when their ship, the Juno, was sunk by a Japanese sub.
Mrs. Sullivan is hearing rumors, writes to the Department of Navy, trying to get answers. It's not until January 10th that the official announcement is made. All five brothers are gone.
Robert Niemeyer is the historian at the Grott Museum in Waterloo, Iowa.
A Chicago newspaper reporter literally camps out on their front porch to get the story. As it was, there was a constant crowd milling around trying to see what was happening.
The story of the five Sullivan brothers all lost while serving at sea was headline news, and the Sullivan family were suddenly well known.
Then the Navy comes to them within a month or two and says, we would like you to take part in a recruiting war bond effort.
Mr. and Mrs. Sullivan and their daughter did help the Navy, speaking at events from coast to coast for about a year and a half.
The Sullivans' loss still remains the largest single family loss in American military history in a combat situation.
You may hear that the brothers' combat debts resulted in a Sullivan law, but that isn't exactly true.
There is no such law. There is a general policy. First, in the Navy, you don't put multiple members of a family on a ship. The Army and the Air Force have, and the Marines have their own variation.
The Grott Museum here shares the important story with artifacts from the family, including Christmas letters from the brothers mailed just before their ship was sunk. The Christmas cards addressed to their parents have never been opened. Traveling the countryside in Waterloo, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.